Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ and I already said we'll be shopping online like we always do.
Facts, though. Man, don't miss me with them lines.
But this is a Black Friday issue. A woman wants to know if she's the jerk for snatching a coat out of a kid's hand on Black Friday.
I think we need the story, because if not, I'm going to get judgmental.
Obviously, the first thing you think is, yeah, you're the jerk.
Right.
Who steals a coat out of a kid's hand on Black Friday?
Ugh.
But hear her out. What should her name be? Give her a name.
Let's call her Sticky Stacy.
Sticky Stacy. I love it. People love it when you give them nicknames, by the way. Like Trashy Trisha that day. Yeah. That was really funny.
Sticky Stacy.
Sticky Stacy wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk because she said, "Dear Allie and DZ, I went out Black Friday shopping last year and I still am not able to live down this experience. I was trying to get a coat that was on sale for my son. We don't have a lot of money and it was very cheap. And I saw a kid who had a coat on already. A very nice coat, grabbing the coat I wanted. So I snatched it out of his hand. An argument ensued. The mom yelled at me, but I took it and left."
Uh-huh.
"To this day, we're still arguing as Black Friday comes back around. Am I the jerk for snatching a coat out of a kid's hand? I don't feel like I am. We don't have a lot of money. I worked hard for the deal."
Yeah.
"And the kid already had a coat." Signed, Sticky Stacy.
Sticky Stacy.
Right to the point.
Not even
apologizing, saying, "I don't have a lot of money and I worked hard to go get this deal and the kid looked fine to me."
She was blunt. She said, "Listen,
like, he didn't need it. I needed it.
Like, my kid needed a coat. That kid had a coat."
Oh, God.
They were awkward. Out Black Friday shopping, and people got to understand how crazy it gets.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say I'm coming to the defense of this one, G.
She's like, dude, because think about it. She's in mom mode.
She's in mama bear.
I'm getting a coat for my kid. Back up. Which, but it sounds crazy when you take it from a kid.
It's a child. How old was this child, though? Right? Because were they the 6-year-old little cute kid?
Were they 12?
Were they a 14-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Basically almost stronger than you. These kids ain't kids no more.
Did you step up and go, "Hey, big head"? Or did you go, "Hi, little one"?
Were you approaching from behind and thought they were an adult and then realized it was a child after you snatched the coat?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yo.
This is tough.
This is tough because, man,
Because people with not a lot of money do what they gotta do when you need stuff.
Times
and you want to get your kid a nice coat. Because, yeah, you can go to resale stores, but you want to get a nice one for really cheap. So you're going, oh, it's the Black Friday. I'm going to get him a coat this year. He needs it all winter. Yep. Like, my kid's going to be freezing. Yep.
You try to make the best things happen for your children, right?
And it's hard.
Sure. You caught the deal, but you caught it at a very lost expense, man. You're bogus for snatching something out of a child's hand. Under the circumstance, no. You know what I do want to say? The other mom's the jerk. Why would you say this is a smaller child, a 9-year-old per se? Say you snatched the coat out of a 9-year-old's hand. Why did the parent on Black Friday, knowing how crazy it gets, probably send the kid into the aisle? Because they're small, because they're nimble, because, oh, you're going to weave around all the crazy adults.
Nobody will take one from a kid.
You did that to your child. The parent did that to their child. That's where I'm at. So the other parent's the jerk. I'm defending this mama bear.
Somebody said, what about the kid she snatched the jacket from? They'll probably never forget the experience of a greedy adult. They'll make more.
Life's tough. Real world problems.
Said, crazy how people forget morals when money's involved.
This is true, though.
Yeah, until you got to buy a coat for your kid.
And that's also true, though.
And then in all caps, somebody said, Sticky Stacy is ignorant.
Maybe.
They said, jerk, you don't know if the other mom got the coat with the good deal. Okay, 414-533-1037. Wow, the texts are going crazy. We got to take their calls and texts and voice messages next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I should have never given my phone number to our regulars because they're too funny. And they text during the show now and I lose it and I got things to do.
That's your mistake.
You guys, take it back. I want my phone number back.
Lose my number. Don't text me so funny things.
I was trying to get the phones unblocked and now they just make me laugh other ways. We're talking about if Sticky Stacy is the jerk today because she grabbed a coat out of a kid's hand on Black Friday last year. Still hasn't lived it down to this day as we get ready for Black Friday again. But she said, I needed it. My kid didn't. I don't have a lot of money. I focused really hard on this deal. And when I saw the kid had a coat, I snatched it out.
Yeah. She didn't feel bad about it either. Unapologetic.
Nope. Well, Valerie's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
All right. Is Sticky Stacy a jerk?
She most definitely is a jerk.
Oh.
Go on.
No question.
Yeah. And I'm surprised, Easy, you agree with her. You know, if it was, first of all, it was my kid. Oh, you're going to see a mama bear come out for sure. If you snatch my head. You can't take from someone else just because you see they have something. That's like me saying, oh, you have two cars? Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to take the other one, you know?
That's a good analogy. But like, you don't need the other one.
Hold on. You already have ownership of that vehicle. Nobody has ownership of that coat. That coat hasn't been bought. That's still in the store, ready for purchase.
Actually, Judge, if that kid...
Yeah, the ownership is it being in his hand. You know, if that's like me coming into your car and be like, well, that was the last pizza. I'm going to grab the pizza, you know, like... That was just a jerk move. It's a kid. It's not like she said, oh, he put it down for a second, then I grabbed it, you know, to snatch it out of his hand. You don't know who got him that coat. You don't know if she was trying to catch a deal for her son or her other kid.
You don't know their pockets either. What if they had just gotten that coat donated?
But hold on.
Oh, dang. Oh, well, dang. Man.
Yeah, you don't know. Somebody could have handed it down for sure. I think that overall, snatching from a kid is crazy.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
On a game show because you are savage.
Are you going to let your kid freeze?
No,
exactly. But you know, there's plenty of deals on Amazon for Black Friday. There's Cyber Monday. There's so many deals out there. Well, that's not the only coat on sale on Black Friday.
How do you know? What if that was the coat that kid wanted? Well, hear me out. The kids are particular about things these days. Oh, no, Mom. I want the specific Adidas, Nike, Under Armour, puffer jacket, whatever.
If you're freezing in the cold, beggars can't be choosers. Okay?
Ooh, Valerie. Ooh.
All right,
I tried to test you. You stood 10 toes, though. All right.
Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye.
She was good.
She was good.
She was quick.
Nah, she stood her ground.
I like people that are quick that call in because they can challenge the story a little.
I tried to trip her up, but nah, she stood on it.
Jessica's in Mount Pleasant. Let's go to her next. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you heard what Valerie in Milwaukee said.
Yes, and I have to agree with her. She's a jerk.
Okay, well, I ain't going to argue with you.
I mean, they snatched one coat out of a kid's hand.
Well, the other thing is she's like, that kid had a coat, but you don't know their story. Maybe the parents just got divorced. Maybe mom just lost her job or dad lost his job. You know, maybe it was for somebody else that was in need.
Aww,
so I would rather, like, if someone came up to me and was like,
here's my situation. I don't have the money. My child needs a coat terribly. Like, I know this is the last jacket, but you guys have it. Is there any way you'd let me buy it? And I'd be like, absolutely. You know what? Let me buy it for you.
Well, you're a good person.
Because I don't know. Like, if, but you don't know their situation. You know, maybe that mom would have come back and said, like, I understand. I feel for you. But I'm in the same situation,
well,
and I need
that. That's the thing. She's in a bad situation, but she's not taking into account anyone else's situation.
At
so
all.
She's going, I'm suffering and trying to get something from my kid because I'm poor or broke or whatever. But she's not thinking about, like we said, the other kid.
She's
and
saying
their
her
situation
is worse than anybody else's.
She does. That's right. And she doesn't know.
And she doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's I hear not, what you guys are saying.
There's always somebody in a worse situation than you, and there's always somebody in a better situation
than
you.
Well, hear it like this. She was in such a bad situation, she did snatch the coat out of kid's hand. What if that was the only option? We don't know how down bad she really was. If we're flipping it so much on the other parent.
Yeah, there's so many churches and schools. I literally just dropped off 3 brand new jackets to my kid's school because they have like the coat collection. I know our church is doing it.
Yeah.
Like there's so there's many ways. Options. I mean, post on a local Facebook page saying, here's my situation. Does anyone have a coat they're getting
maybe
rid of? Like
year,
I literally,
you know what? Maybe next year we'll do kiss coats or something.
Coats for
that
kids.
That would be awesome.
Kiss coats for kids.
I think that would be amazing.
I think it would
not,
be amazing,
not 3Ks,
too.
Though.
Ew!
It's just the alliteration, and then my brain started gear turning, and no.
Now
just,
I'm weirded out.
No,
forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
never
actually,
mind.
Actually.
We're going to spell
we'll
coat with a C.
We'll work the name out. We'll work the name out, but we like this idea.
I love it. Oh, thank you, Jessica. You have a great day.
Yeah, you guys, too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, Santino is in Sheboygan. We haven't talked to him since the birthday party in incident.
Oh, snap.
On Am I the Jerk? If you know, you know. We're not going backwards, though.
Listen on the Odyssey app if you don't.
Listen back. Mm-hmm. Hi, Santino.
Yo, good morning. Let my theme music play in the background. We need a little ambiance here.
Well, Tevin Campbell's only for those that know. If they know, they know.
Why'd the lights get low?
I don't know.
How do you control the lights with the theme song, Santino?
Santino, how did you do that?
My nickname's Teddy P.
You could just stop there, dog.
All right.
Talk to us real quick.
We already have two jerks. Are you going to say jerk as well for snatching the coat out of the kids' hands on Black Friday?
Absolutely. Mom is a jerk because, one, this is a little child. I understand your circumstances might be different. You need to find that parent and say, hey, have a dialogue because this day and age and the climate that we're in,
we don't.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Everybody's struggling. Everybody's hurting, and,
that part.
And to take that, it's not good. And you setting off fires in stores during Black Friday because everybody's there for the deals.
Yeah.
And you just stole a deal from a kid, and now this kid going to be traumatized that some grown adult took this off their hands in the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, it couldn't be mine.
It couldn't. Hey,
no.
Well,
no, I would have snapped.
I don't disagree.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying jerk. It's a clean sweep today.
It's a
today.
Sweep. That's
this
a
woman,
broom.
Nobody feels bad for this woman. They're like, you know what? You don't do it. It's the way you did it.
I feel bad for this woman.
Well, I did too until everybody pointed out that she is being super selfish right now.
Hey,
it's not the giving spirit.
Being down bad makes you do crazy things,
y'all. Like steal. And she's stealing from a kid. She's not even, I mean.
Snatching from a kid.
Snatching, stealing.
Listen, we can all feel bad for people. That's okay. That's our human nature.
Yeah.
And that's something that we have. But guess what? It wasn't even a sweep. We vacuumed her up. It's a wrap.
Santino, you're a fool.
Enough said. The vacuum is alive now on Am I the Jerk. Good analogy. I love it.
Oh, we still in that one. Credit
time.
Santino.
Big time.
Love
you, Santino. We'll talk to you later.
Love y'all, too.
Love, later. Man. Peace.
Shout out to Santino's wife, by the way. She was at his birthday party. I feel like she gets no love. Like, we forget it. We talk to him and the kids. His wife listens.
All the love she pours into him, he shows us
he
on
shares
there.
With
you
us.
Know,
that's fair.
That's what we see.
Yeah. All right. So, that's it.
Sweet. Excuse me. Vacuum.
Vacuum.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.